Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, yeah. A-Dream in the building. Shout out to Bree.
What up, Bree?
And we finna go in. Look,
yes, sir.
Look, we came to break down a few topics here. So if you got time, sit and acknowledge it. It's positive, uplifting, and honest here. Keep your ears open and soaking all the words spoken. A couple of jokes to keep it fun, get your laugh on. And maybe a few pointers to get your cash on. See, Bree, she all about building. Straight up out the NY, Brooklyn in the building. All the way down to the southern states. West Coast on up to the Great Lakes. So you fragging echoes, so if you ain't fragile, through the net connection, we streaming you to me.
So welcome to the life of Bree, breaking down in the mouth to the third degree.
This is the Bree life, what you live in life.
Welcome to the Bree life,
how we live in life.
From politics to the current events, economics to race, whether you're poor or you're rich.
This is the Bree life, what you live in life.
Welcome to the Bree life,
how we live in life.
Hey. Coming to you live and streaming to all four points of the globe. It's your girl, Brooklyn born and Crown Heights raised. Living life and breathing life. It's Bree, baby.
Hey, this is Stoney. You're listening to Relationship Extra on Bree Life Radio Network.
Think that there's anything wrong to not in excess,
In excess, I think it becomes a problem.
Yeah, anything in excess can become a problem. But, you know, you say you don't think it's cheating.
No, I don't think it's cheating.
You know, I don't think it's cheating either. I think that if that's all your spouse is doing,
mm-hmm.
be glad
right,
that that's
be doing
all
worse.
He's doing. You know, mm-hmm. if he's watching. Now, I know it can be insulting
mm-hmm.
if you're in the bed naked, and he upstairs watching porno.
Mm-hmm.
He'd rather watch the computer screen
right.
than be downstairs or upstairs, whatever, making love to you. That could be quite insulting.
Yeah, it can be. It can be. But, you know, I'd rather you up here watching someone you can't touch in reality as opposed to touching someone in reality.
So it's okay to want somebody fake when you got the real stuff
that's
right here and don't want the real stuff.
Well, they can't say they don't want the real stuff.
Well, she down there ready.
Well, maybe he's not ready. Maybe he got to, you know, get the visual and get in the mood, you know, because, you know, he got to last a little bit, so he's already got to be there. And
we're not stereotyped because women watch porn, too.
Yes, yes.
So it can actually go both ways. If your man is, like, yeah, I don't know, big and fat, you know, pot belly, and the porn guy's got six packs and this kind of thing.
I'm glad
you
brought that up.
Yeah.
Let yourself go.
Some people let themselves go. Guys, you got to, you know, work out. You got to stay in that gym,
mm-hmm.
you know, because the way you got them is the way you're going to keep them.
Right. And, I mean, you have to ask yourself, you know, if you really don't want that person to be, you know, in the porn, watching the porn thing, keep yourself together. Keep yourself tight. Keep it alive. Keep it stimulating and spontaneous. A lot of people like spontaneity. And sometimes porn adds that to it, you know, like, wow, you know. And then, you know.
You mean acting out what they do in a porn movie? I've actually done that years ago.
Yeah.
You know, with former girlfriends and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Not Stoney. She took all that junk to y'all. But she's not willing to do that.
Oh, okay. My goodness. Now
right.
you know.
So, you know, if you're going to watch a porno film and say, let's try that, let's
mm-hmm.
act it out the way
mm-hmm.
they're doing it and so forth, it could be very beneficial
mm-hmm.
in that regard.
Mm-hmm.
Long as it's between the two of you.
Right.
I don't see why it has to be private. If you're treating porn as if it's a private thing,
mm-hmm.
that's when it becomes an issue
mm-hmm.
because you got to sneak upstairs at night.
Yeah.
While he or she is sleeping
mm-hmm.
to watch it, and,
mm-hmm.
and but you didn't touch them
before
you came up to
right.
do it,
mm-hmm.
and so
mm-hmm.
that becomes kind of a little kind of psychotic behavior.
Yeah. I mean, I think I love the fact that couples can watch or would watch porno together,
mm-hmm.
you know, because it's like, you know, that, I mean, that's a sure guarantee way for men. No, he getting some butt next later on because
right.
she gonna get aroused. If she don't get aroused, she dead.
Right,
but,
right,
you
right,
know,
exactly.
you know, it's something that to do together. It's something that is sexual and something that will actually get the woman to that point a little faster because they seeing it and you can't help but react to it. Right, exactly.
Or should be.
Right. And there's nothing wrong with it. There's nothing dirty about it, I don't think. I mean, you know, I mean, it's porn been around for years, forever.
Well, you know how long that goes back.
Yeah.
But it's something.
It's not going anywhere, guys.
It's not going nowhere. But it's something for you guys to do together.
Yeah.
As I said, if your spouse is sneaking
mm-hmm.
around doing it on their phones or on the computers or whatever the case may be, then you might say, you know,
right.
what's up? Why you gotta sneak? Let's just do it together.
Yeah.
Or you just have some spouses who are dead set against porn
yeah.
and others who like to watch
right.
it.
Right. And there are some people, yeah, like you said, they are dead set. And usually that comes from a religious background.
Right, right.
And that's something that we're not saying to anybody, yeah, you could do it, it's perfectly fine, da da da. These are our opinions
mm-hmm.
and this is, you know, things that we come across and had questions about and had in our, you know, relationships prior to or
mm-hmm.
you know. And you know, if your spouse is really not into it, respect her.
Mm-hmm.
Respect that. And hopefully she can respect you and then hopefully it's done tastefully. Hopefully you can watch tastefully or you know, and you know.
Yeah, we're not gonna ask anybody to disregard their
yeah.
God, you know, worship your God. We're not gonna ask you not to obey your
mm-hmm.
God and watch porn or
right.
Just for the sake of your marriage or whatever the case is. So if you're dead set against it, you know, don't do it.
Right.
If your spouse is doing it, I guess you can try to talk to them about it and say, listen, this really bothers
mm-hmm.
me, so forth and so on. But if they're really not willing to stop,
mm-hmm.
again, you can't make anybody do anything.
Right.
Either they want to stop or they don't
mm-hmm.
want to stop.
Mm-hmm.
And typically, if it starts to get a little psychotic,
mm-hmm.
because I don't have a problem necessarily with porn, though. I'm not no fanatic
right.
for it. But if you watch enough of that stuff, it's like what you see is what you become. Mm-hmm. What you expose yourself to consistently. Mm-hmm. So, you know, a lot of these, you know, pornography films, you know, they have kind of, you know, violent behaviors, I guess, for the action in the well, film, or they may do certain things.
Yeah.
But look, you keep watching that stuff over and over and over again, mm-hmm. you start wanting to go out and try to see if there's some stranger out there that you can act this out with, and mm-hmm. then you get the peeping Tom, mm-hmm. and you get the guy sneaking through windows.
Well, I think that's true in a sense, but I think that you're talking about the films that are underground, borderline, that can't
triple
even...
Triple that, quadruple that.
So to the point that the violence, rape type...
Yeah, rape-type scenes.
And those are not the porn I'm referring to, because that is
brutal
sadistic. Yes, they're borderline sadistic type. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking of just a regular porn where everyone is of age and everyone's consensual. There's no underage. There's no children. There's none of that. There's no animals.
Right.
There's none of that stuff. I'm talking about regular where people are people and they appreciate each other's bodies.
Talk
and
chickens?
No. I can't see how that even is even possible.
I saw a woman with a horse.
No.
How do you have sex with a horse? They call that bestiality.
And it's a beast. I think that's just, you know, I'm not going to try to judge them mm-hmm. for that, but I'm pretty sure years after they filmed that,
yeah.
they seem to look back like, what the heck was I thinking
what
about?
What in the world? What kind of drug was I on?
Right, exactly.
You have to be on something or be badly damaged some way, mostly mentally, to want to have sex with an animal, a dog, a mm-hmm. sheep, a pig.
I just say, you know what, get yourself checked out, because not all things are meant to
right.
be together, and I just can't do that.
But I don't think watching porn is a form of cheating, mm-hmm. Unless you're cheating with your right hand, because that's the only cheating you're doing, you know, and actually if you're doing it with your right hand, you actually got 5 dates.
Right.
So
yeah.
But they say Mary Palm and a 5 daughter.
Yeah.
So,
Palmetto Fistetta, all them, you know.
Yeah,
so.
Palmetto Fistetta.
And, you know, you also have to remember, too, like, we have images when we're having sexual intercourse. You know, be realistic. We're having images in our head, and it's always not of our spouse.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, and sometimes those images that people see in porn, they see them and they you know, enjoy sex a lot better,
mm-hmm, right.
you know, because they seen that.
Well, they're getting the benefit. I mean, I could be out in the supermarket
mm-hmm.
and see this real hot woman mm-hmm. in the supermarket, you know, mm-hmm. dressed scantily clad and everything like that, and I'd be like, when I get back home, Stoney gonna get it. Get back home and get with Stoney. Now, thinking about this woman
mm-hmm.
that I just saw in the supermarket, mm-hmm. but you're getting the benefit. You don't care who I'm thinking about.
I feel the same way. If I see a hot guy out there, mm. muscles bulging, mm. and nice chocolate brother,
honey. Yeah. So I'm sitting there standing in for him in your
right.
mind.
Right, exactly,
you know,
exactly.
So it can be beneficial in those regards. You got to learn how to play with this stuff. You know, don't take yourself too
serious.
We have a
exactly.
big problem taking ourselves too seriously. It's not meant to be taken all that serious.
Mm-hmm.
Just take it for what it is, but thankfully, they're not out in the street running around with somebody, bringing you back anything.
Yes.
You're not finding stuff in their phones as far as phone numbers. I love you.
Yeah.
I miss you.
Exactly.
You know, those would be the real issues. Mm-hmm. But I don't think watching pornography is a huge, huge issue mm-hmm. unless they're just so consumed by
right.
it.
Right, the excess.
It becomes sickening.
Yeah, and they can't do anything else.
Right, right.
They
right.
cannot do anything.
They can't even go to work.
Right, exactly. The kids are sitting there all in Pampers that are just soiled all day long because he's sitting there wanting to watch his phone. That's a problem.
Yeah.
That is where you need to get some professional help to try to get that.
That's when it
down.
Goes to the extreme.
Yeah.
So you may need some help.
Right.
So. But in short,
Yeah.
We don't think it's a form
we agree on that. Right. We agree on that. It is our opinion, again, and we're not trying to tell anyone to do it and say, oh, it's something else, and it was okay. This is our opinion based off of our own ideals and thoughts behind, you know, in past relationships and seeing that it's not a problem. So,
right.
You want to talk about the next topic?
Well, you know, the next topic, I don't know, maybe I'll start it off. Oh, God. Engagement. I had to stop it. And roll on for the next 3 hours. But, yeah, the long engagements, man. I mean, what's up with the long engagements, people? I mean, women get these engagement rings, and they're so happy, and the guy proposed and give them the ring, and, oh, yeah, well, great. And then 5 years from now, they're still engaged.
I don't get it.
Engagement is an anticipatory gift. Mm-hmm. That's what an engagement ring is.
Mm-hmm.
You give somebody an engagement ring in anticipation of marriage.
Mm-hmm.
An anticipatory gift, which means that once I give you this engagement ring, we have to start planning a wedding. Whether it's 6 months from now, a year from now, maybe 2 years, okay? But we got to start planning this wedding,
mm-hmm.
okay? It's not to be given to the woman
mm-hmm.
to shut her up, to prove you're not cheating,
mm-hmm.
and all other kind of stuff. That's not what the ring is for.
That's what
but a lot of women accept it as that, though.
Yeah.
He gave me a ring.
Mm-hmm.
So now you shut up
mm-hmm.
for the next 2, 3, 4 years,
mm-hmm.
you know, and he's never really intent on marrying. He's willing to shut you up.
Well, I mean, I agree, but then again, things happen. You know, people can't always afford a wedding.
Don't get engaged.
Well, you know, things happen in that meantime, meaning you get engaged one day and you may start planning and something may have happened and they can't go forward with the wedding. So they say, okay, well, we're still together. You're still my fiance. I'm still, and maybe eventually we'll get married because, you know, the marriage that they probably want or the wedding that they probably want. It's probably something not in the ideal of having the justice of the peace involved.
Right.
I think another reason behind it is that, you know, people don't want to always take that next step, but they don't want to lose that person either. Wasn't that false then?
That's giving false hope. If you don't want to take the step, what are you buying an engagement ring for?
Well, probably some people just want the status.
Particularly one with a real diamond. Because that's money.
Yeah, that's money, but the status of being a fiancé.
Mm-hmm.
A girlfriend and boyfriend is not a big status. Fiancé is a better status than girlfriend and boyfriend. Wife is better.
Yeah.
But if you don't want to be the wife or you don't want to be a husband and you're like, hey, I love you and I want to be with you, but I'm not ready to be.
But once you agree, the longer the engagement goes on, it loses its validity. I mean, come on, a five-year engagement?
It does.
A six-year engagement?
It can. I think it can. I think that, you know, people get complacent with it and don't act on it and say, okay, this is what we're going to be. Why change it?
Mm-hmm.
Why make it different? Or certain circumstances may come out in the relationship where they say, you know, I love her and all, or I love him and all, but I don't want to be tied to the mess. There may be something behind it. There's a situation that I know a friend of mine, and they got engaged. They were happy and still happy. However, he had baggage that if she got married, it would become her baggage. And she just wasn't willing to do it. But she didn't want to leave him. She didn't want to be without him.
Mm-hmm.
She loved him. They work fine the way they are. But that marriage brings a lot of stuff with it, and therefore she would be obligated to his baggage as well.
Well, then can't you? Was she in all that prior to accepting an engagement ring?
Well, I think she did, but I think what they talked about it and she saw
what she wanted to see.
Well, no, I think
you
I
know
think
people see what they want to see.
They do, but I don't think that in her case, I don't think it was when they talked about it, and he really wanted her to, hey, I'm serious, whatever you say, let's get married, but if you want to just take it this way, let's do it this way. And right now, it's safe for her, but, you know, I see your point, but I think there's some incidents where it is.
And you brought up earlier, maybe they got engaged or whatever, and now monetarily, they can't afford to have a wedding and so forth. That's because it's on the ring. If you really want to marry somebody, don't go out here and buy all these carrots, diamond ring, or whatever the case may be, and can't afford your wedding. Or looking for her father to pay for it. Okay? Mm-hmm. Looking for somebody's parent or uncle or whoever to pay for it. Or looking, even looking for you guys to pay for it. Look, pay for your own wedding.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Forget the engagement ring. If you really love a person, you'll wear a cigar band. I mean, that's been a little cheap or whatever the case may be. But ultimately, what you want is that person.
Right.
What you point that at me? I ain't cheap. But
you're very frugal.
I'm very frugal.
Okay.
That's a nice way to put it.
That's a nice way to put it.
Okay. But, you know, ultimately you want that person.
Yeah.
Women put so much emphasis on these rings. Come on now.
We do, but aren't we worth it? Aren't we worth the ring? Aren't we worth having something, a symbol, like something that you say, you know what?
So that's your worth?
It's part of it. I'm sorry. I'm worth my ring. I'm sorry. If that means putting my legs up, I'm worth it. If that means, you know, going out. If that means going out here, I'm worth it. I'm worth the ring.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And that's what we're saying. We worth. If you want the wife, you want a wife, then you have to make sure. It's like a dowry.
Mm-hmm.
It's like when in Muslims, the family is given a dowry for their daughter's hand, okay?
Mm.
That's either money. If you don't have the money, then that's a goat.
Mm.
Or whatever animal, cow, anything.
Well,
so
you should get some milk and cheese.
Right. So why can't, this is our dowry, and this is given to us. What ring you give us is what you feel is our worth and what you can afford. And I think that I think it's appropriate.
Well, speaking as a man, of course an engagement ring is appropriate. But if you know your man's economic situation, you know his economic plight and so forth, and he come in with the best thing he can afford, okay, may not be what you may have wanted. You know, it may not be the best ring off the shelf or whatever, but he wanted you to have something because he intends on marrying you.
Okay.
For so many women, that's just not enough. They want to have this amount of carrots. They want people to see the diamond glistening off the sunlight and all other kind of stuff like that. And they invalidate what the man is trying to do. You know?
And
this is why you get long engagements, because now you feel invalidated by a ring. He said, I ain't married enough.
Well, I think that you have some validity to that. Some. But you also have to say to yourself, you knew that you was going to get engaged with this woman from the time that you knew it. You should have been putting enough money away because you should be going around with your woman, going ring shopping and stuff like that, and see the type of things that she does like.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you say, okay, I'm going to put this money away. Now, not saying that you should give, you know, we all have things that we have to do, pay for and all that stuff, and they say basically an engagement ring is a good one or two of your whole checks. If you make decent money, you know. But for some of us, that's not feasible.
No.
So you have to put down jewelry companies. They want us to be there. They want us to put stuff down and put, you know, make
payments. You just do your research, you know,
and shop
around.
And so don't get mad at the woman, because the woman will not guarantee you. She will go to that jewelry store and find a way to bring it up, scale up the ring. But guess what? You're going to get all the accolades. Because, your ring is beautiful. Because once she upgraded it, the ring, because she, depending on, you know, where he got it from, upgrade the ring. He's got great taste. And what you think she's going to say? Oh, I got this myself, blah, 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 blah. You bought your own engagement ring? No.
Well, no, I don't advocate any woman buying their own engagement ring.
Right.
Okay, if you buy your own engagement ring, to me, you're not really engaged. You bought your own damn ring. I mean, that don't even make no sense.
Right.
You know? And you know what? We're going to get to a viewer question in a minute. But in closing, okay, an engagement ring, again, is an anticipatory gift. I want you to understand that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? If you have no intention on getting married,
mm-hmm.
don't even bother with the engagement ring. I know women bug guys half to death. When are you going to get me a ring? When are we going to get married? And so forth. But don't give the ring if you're a guy, and don't accept the ring if you're a woman, if you know this marriage is not going
to
happen.
Now, here's another thing that I'm going to do before we go to our question. With this anticipatory gift, sometimes the reason for a long engagement is that once it's broken, In some states, the ring has to be given back. You think a woman going to give that ring back? Are you kidding me?
That's absolutely
so
right.
Therefore, the long engagement.
Take it to court and see who gets the ring back.
Right.
Take it to court.
But as long as y'all still engaged.
Take it to court, guys.
As long as you're still engaged.
Take it to judge
even if you guys don't get married, you still keep the ring. That's a way to keep the ring. Oh, yeah, that's my fiance. And they have the ring. And they still together. So why sit there?
I say take it to Judge Judy.
Okay,
you're going to get the ring back 100% of the time because of what the ring is for.
Depends on your state, so.
Okay.
Okay, right. So let's go to the
question.
You're going
to go to the question. Lord have mercy. I tell you, the question here is an interesting one.
Okay.
This is Ron from Nevada.
Oh, Nevada.
Yeah, Nevada. He says
didn't
here.
Did we get married in Nevada?
Yeah.
Yeah, we
got married in Las Vegas.
Because I got the ring.
Yeah. And you didn't wait.
No, I didn't wait.
So, here we go. I suspect my wife is cheating, but I don't have any proof. I'm thinking about following her to make sure. What do you think?
Following her?
Okay.
Wow.
Let me say this, Ron, and I think this is very important. You don't want to follow anybody anywhere to see something that you're never going to forget. You have to remember that everything you see, and if it's a traumatizing thing, it's embalmed into your memory.
Yeah.
There's an impression that's left there that you're never going to forget.
And you're going to rewind that tape.
So let me just say this. If don't follow anybody anywhere. Find other means, you know, like check her phone, logs, how many people she's been calling, text messages, ask friends, relatives, co-workers, if you will, if you know any of her co-workers, things of that nature. But if you follow a woman to a destination and you think she's cheating and meeting a man, and you peek in through that window and you see her legs pinned back and her knees are in her ears,
and he's saying right there,
and this guy's going to work, okay, you're going to go off the, you're going to blow the hotel up.
Yeah.
Or even worse, if you sneak up on this woman and follow her, and you see this.
Oh my!
Somebody dying. I'm just gonna be real with you.
Wow.
So I would say to you, do not follow her anywhere, because if you see something, you should not be seeing, it's gonna badly damage you in your psyche.
Yeah.
Even in other relationships, because once it's ingrained in there, you never forget it.
Yeah.
That sight. So you can move on in your life, fall in love, have more kids or whatever, move to a different state, but you're going to always remember that visual.
Yeah.
And I don't want you to have that visual, Ron, so do not follow her. What do you think, Stoney?
I agree with you. I totally agree with you. I've had family, including myself, in the situations like that. I wasn't following anybody, but it was forced on me to hear something I didn't want to hear or shouldn't have heard. But I was, it was just a terrible, terrible thing. And of course, that tape rewinds all the time in my previous relationship. And it's something that I don't wish anybody to go through. Again, my brother, he wanted to follow his wife or find out where his wife was, because she was saying that she was in places where she wasn't and couldn't get on the phone or anything like that. So he had a hunch about something. And what he did was he followed that hunch and went to the local hotel in the area, and sure enough, that's where she was with a guy. And what made it really bad was not only did he find her there, but he actually brought his son, his 18-year-old son, with him. And so now his son has an image of his mother being with someone else other than his father.
Well, that's your brother's stupidity.
Number 7. And okay. and so now he has coming off the bat, my nephew has a very bad taste in his mouth when it comes to women at this point, and it's not a good one. So it hurts, and it doesn't do you any good. So stay home. Stuff will come out. Trust me.
It'll
come to light.
Nothing can stay in the dark forever.
If you have that feeling, get some condoms. Mm-hmm. And so, she's going to be like, why you got condoms on? And say, I don't trust you.
Right.
Go get a test or something like that, because I think something's dirty going on. Stuff will come out. Usually you don't have to search for it. You don't have to look for it. It will come out eventually.
But that is something that the Creator gave us.
Yes.
Okay? Use your instincts, okay? The stuff will begin to show itself. It'll begin to, you know, come out in some kind of way. Her behavior, who she's around, new friends, all of a sudden.
On the phone in secret.
On the phone in secret. Mm-hmm. If she hangs up, all of a sudden, she's deleting all her texts.
Mm-hmm.
She's deleting all her voicemails. I mean, there are ways for it to come out. Mm-hmm. And because you're asking this question, you probably already know.
Yeah, you probably already know.
So I don't want you to have that visual. This is what I'm trying to drill home to you, okay? Do not follow her anywhere and get a visual just because you want concrete proof that she's cheating.
Yeah.
You don't need to do that to yourself.
You already know it.
Or to her, really. Or to the guy she's with. Yeah. Because a situation like that can end up real bad.
Bad real fast.
Real fast. Somebody can end up dead, hurt, maimed,
right.
Whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Because your emotions will take over. I know a lot of people think, oh, I can see it and control myself. There's no showing yourself seeing your woman doing this.
Emotions.
If she's blessing the mic, if she's rocking the mic for the symphony, okay, there's no way to control yourself.
The symphony?
Rock the mic for the symphony.
Oh, my, okay.
Okay, somebody died in a hotel getting burned down. So, Ron, that's what we are with that. Thank you for the question.
Thank you so much, and good luck to you.
Good luck to you, Ron. I hope we helped you out a little bit. So we're going to end this edition
this
of Relationship Extra. We thank you for coming out
Thanks, guys.
Love you for it.
Thanks for the love, guys.
Yeah,
you guys are really, 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 really appreciate all the love that we're getting for you.
And keep it coming. Keep it coming. So, and always remember, what's the slogan?
The prescription for a better relationship is to use your brain.
And
not your heart.
There you go.
Yay.
Relationship Extra, that's the prescription. rextratv@gmail.com. Catch you next time.
Bye.
What are we going to do about Kansas? When we go to Kansas? Oh, okay.
Peace and blessings. You've reached the Bree Life Radio Network, and I'm your girl, Bree. And you've been listening to Relationship Extra with Alex and Stony Lee. And without further ado, we're going to bring them on. Stony, Alex?
I'm here.
What's up,
okay.
Bree?
What a great topic. And
you
I don't
like
want to waste
huh?
Because I've been listening, and I want to jump right in. I got a bunch of questions, but we also have a caller. So before we bring our caller on from 562-235, let's brush over these two topics that you guys discussed tonight. I'm not going to go in any particular order, if you don't mind.
No, you don't have to.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to go from my notes. Following the cheating spouse or cheating partner.
Mm-hmm.
I don't necessarily know if I agree with either one of your perspective on that, because look at it this way. If you don't get some concrete evidence, how are you really going to know what you need to know? Yeah, they're slipping up. It's obvious that they're slipping up because their behavior, is their pattern and how they have been behaving is starting to change, you know, how they handle their phone, going out, not being available when you call them on the cell phone, you know, you call them at work and you find out they took a vacation day, but they didn't let you know. I mean, just typical stuff that happens when you know that your spouse or your partner is cheating on you.
Yeah.
So, but when you have some inkling that you can go to a venue that they've set a rendezvous for, and why wouldn't you want to go and see it with your own eyes so that you can have closure? Because sometimes, look, we're humans, we're visual. And sometimes to absorb what is really going on, you need that visual.
You know, And like I said in the show, I'm going to disagree with you on that because this is for your mental health, okay? I know people want to follow. They think they can follow. They think they can deal with that visual. But there's been a lot of people murdered, killed, sent to jail because they insisted on having that visual.
Mm-hmm.
This is not about the person cheating. This is about you. Why do you have to follow somebody to damage your mind like that? You know, your mental fortitude won't be the same seeing something like that. You see, you don't have to see it to believe it. We breathe air every day. We don't see it. You believe in gravity. You don't see it. But walk off the side of a building, you're going straight down. So we don't have to see everything to believe it. You know what's going on. Start planning your escape, but you don't have to see that because that could be a situation where you can go on damage emotionally and mentally for the rest of your life for just having that vision.
I'm not saying, you know, knock on the hotel room door and, you know, confront them both and stuff like that. I'm saying if you observe or walk up to them in the restaurant, I mean, this is not like I'm talking about do it classy, like in Nancy Wilson's song, Guess Who I Saw Today.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm talking about.
But let me answer. I'm not talking
about needing the actual confrontation. I'm like what you see on that show, Cheetahs. I'm not talking about that. But sometimes.
Well, excuse my voice because I'm a little congested and have my asthma is flaring up a little bit, so I do apologize.
Okay, no.
But in both my marriages that I had previously, I never followed any of my exes.
Mm-hmm.
But their changes were so drastic. Alone, one thing alone did not constitute them cheating, but it was the connection of everything that was done,
mm-hmm.
meaning the disregard for me,
mm-hmm.
their change in their attitude, their change in their wanting to be a family, things that changed. So you had to. There was no denying that something was going on. Now, when I always say that it'll come to light because they can't hold it anymore. Some people just can't. Hold it. They get pictures because the other person wants to give them gifts. They want to give them pictures of themselves. And
mm-hmm.
sometimes the guy or the female, they don't have the sense or the respect to not take it or keep it in a place that the other person doesn't. Because after a while, they wear the watch home or they
mm-hmm.
bring the picture and put it in their underwear drawer, and I'm putting away the underwear. You know, so things.
Give you, I'll give you a good example. And you know, we don't really like have to exhaust the cheating thing because
mm-hmm.
I mean, not the cheating aspect of it, but actually like the following part,
because
mm-hmm. that's just one part of it that I wanted to discuss. But
mm-hmm.
I want to ask you another question. Wonder
sure.
if you have other types of concrete proof to confront the individual, like for instance, let me give you an example. And this is a note that I had gotten. Very early on, but when I had first started the Bree Life radio show,
mm-hmm.
from a listener, but they sent me an email, and if I remember it correctly, the person that they were involved with was actually had put up his picture and words in a profile. And made himself seem as though he was single when he was actually living with this person. And she waited till he got home, and she brought the website up. She brought up the profile. And how she learned about it was
mm-hmm.
from a friend of hers who happened to be a participant on the website. And, of course, this person is going through the profiles, and they're like, oh, my goodness, this is so-and-so's fiancé.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how do you think a person should behave under those conditions?
Well,
because
confrontation is
confrontation. Whether you follow mm-hmm. a person or not, you never know how a person is going to react.
Right, and that's a good question to bring up, because that is pretty much a, you have to, she or he has to figure out what type of confrontation, what's the actual confrontation. It's not the confrontation that he's cheating, because she doesn't know that that is. It's not the confrontation that he's that he was on another website, because he can always denounce and say, oh, I had that profile. What her or his thing could be that for the confrontation to be is, you, what is your respect to me? Are, you know, because you have to look at it at a point of, is this something that he, that's going to be going on ongoing, or is it something that I need to cut right now because this is not what, this is not my deal. So that's my take on it. She had to figure out what that confrontation actually is and deal with that confrontation. Pretty much is, what's the respect value? What
and,
is my value?
And my thing is this. A lot of people want to see who, you know, their spouse is cheating with, or their significant other is cheating with, because it's an ego thing. Do they look better than me? I want to see what this heifer look like. Or I want to see what this dude look like. Well, see if they measure up. What difference does it make if they measure up or not? Yo, man is sleeping with them. So it don't matter if they measure up or not. So a lot of women wonder, he cheated with her and she's so ugly. You know, you get that a lot. Okay? And the reason why that is because it don't matter if she's ugly or not. It's different. It's something different than what you got. It's a different feeling. It's a different touch. It's a different scent. It's a different everything. So
right.
It's not about, oh, she cheating on me and she busted. She is so busted. You know, you hear that, women say that all the time. You know,
well,
and they have to understand it's not
point.
About what?
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
No, well, here's another point that I wanted to make sure that I told about that story.
And don't forget
that,
the caller.
Right. I'm not forgetting the caller. That caller, 562-235, will be on in 2 minutes.
Okay.
The point that I wanted to make was that this is one of those dating sites that
mm-hmm.
you can see when a person last logged on.
Mm-hmm.
So if she's confronting her fiancé about having this picture and profile up, and she discovers that he logged on today or the day before,
mm-hmm.
that's a problem.
It is,
because
it is a problem.
Because, of course,
his first
response is going to say, oh, I didn't, either he going to say something like, it's not me, or somebody stole my picture and put a profile together, or, and then if he didn't realize that the person is going to look at the time and date stamp, he'll say something like, oh, I had that profile, like you said, Stoney, I had that profile for a long time, but yet the damn time and date stamp is right there.
Right, right, exactly.
That he was today.
Exactly. That's why she has to know exactly what she's confronting him about. It's not about when he put it up. It's not about someone stole it. It's about how are you perceiving yourself out to the world on this site. And right now, regardless if you put it up yesterday, regardless if you put it up a year ago, you know, regardless if you went on there, you're putting yourself out there to be single and not be connected to me. And that's a problem. And that's what needs to be addressed. He can do anything he wants. But if we're supposed to be together, then you are putting out a mistruth. And therefore, I can't deal with the mistruth. That means that's something that could be ongoing. It could be a lie going, you know, you could be lying to me ongoing. So I have to remember that. And I have to decide for myself, is this something that I'm going to have to deal with for the rest of my relationship with him? And do I want to do that? And mm-hmm. so when we tend to go for the content, we tend to go for the confrontation that looks like it's what we need to address, when actually that's not what we need to address. Because the first thing she's going to say was, "Were you cheating on me?" And he's going to say no, because he's probably not. But because
okay.
he's given the perception that he's out there looking, that's what she needs to address. Are you looking for someone? Do you want to, if you're trying to do something that you shouldn't be doing, let me stop you now. Something
right.
to that effect. Because we know what these dating sites are about. We know what happens in these situations, and you have to ask yourself and decide what you're going to do. You cannot control someone else, and you cannot tell anyone what else to do. You can only control yourself. You cannot wait for this person to decide for you what you're going to do in the relationship.
Yeah, absolutely right. What we're going to do right now, we're going to take a station break. We'll be back in about 60 seconds. And when we return to Relationship Extra, we will be bringing on the caller from the 562 area code. So hold on.
It's the Real Life Show.
You gotta turn it on.
When we light the sun,
you gotta turn it on.
It's the Real Life Show.
You gotta turn it on. The real life. You gotta turn it on.
It's the Real Life Show.
You gotta turn it on.
When we light the sun,
you gotta turn it on.
It's the Real Life Show.
You gotta turn it on. The real life. You gotta turn her on.
Tune in Wednesday and Thursday nights, 9 p.m. Eastern Time, for Real Talk about Real Life. Inhale and breathe light. It's the Breathe Life Radio Show on blogtalkradio.com/BRILIFE.
It's the Breathe Life Show.
And we're back. And tonight is Tuesday night. And you know what happens on Tuesday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's Relationship Extra with Stoney and Alex W. Lee.
That's right.
That's it.
What's up, people? Talk
That's
to me.
Right. So at this time, we're going to bring on the caller from 562.
Hey, everybody. This is Amanda. How are you?
Hi, Amanda.
Amanda, what's up, baby?
Hey.
What's going down?
I'm good. Wow, the two couples who were speaking earlier for 30 minutes, they said a lot.
That was
I
us.
I really want to talk about it. Yeah. Good topic.
You have a question?
No, not a question. Just I have a lot of comments.
Okay.
Yeah. So I remember the gentleman, Alex, you were talking earlier, right?
Yep.
Yeah, Alex, you said something really good that I think a lot of women clearly missed. You talked about the issue about ring size.
Okay.
There's so much focus on the ring.
Yeah.
And that is nice to have, don't get me wrong. Mm-hmm. But personally for me, when I get married and I get engaged, the first thing you will not hear come out of my mouth is the ring. You're going to hear, wow, what a great man God blessed me with. Secondly, you're going to see my ring. So that's mm-hmm. my view.
Right.
Oh, absolutely.
And that's what it should be.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's the one you want. It's not about the mm-hmm. ring. It's just a symbol. You know, if you're getting the man you want, or the spouse you want, that's what's important. That's all that should matter. But everybody get caught up with this ring stuff, and it's mm-hmm. sometimes it gets kind of annoying.
It is. It's very annoying, and it's like I want to know who is this person that you're marrying, because if all I hear is ring, mm-hmm. I feel like you're not in it for the right reasons. And don't get me wrong. If you're giving me a ring, that does say a lot. That does say that you're investing me, you're investing your time, you're investing your money, you clearly care about me. But, ladies, a man can easily save up and get a ring. That doesn't necessarily make you special.
Right.
It can easily be fake, and you don't even know that it's fake. A lot of men actually do that. You guys just don't know it. And mm-hmm. just because someone has this big ring and your fiancé makes six figures doesn't necessarily make him a good man and he's only loyal to you. That doesn't mean
Correct.
Anything.
Absolutely.
I look at people's character. I look at how you treat people. That's the first thing I look at when I meet people. How are they treating people? Do they say thank you after they, you know, someone opens the door for them? Or do they do little things like that? It's the little things that make it so big that make me say, like, wow, this is an amazing person. This is someone that the community can look up to. This is a man that's respectable, that has passions, that cares about other people.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if a guy gave me a regular wedding band and he just adored me and loved me, I would be the happiest girl ever. It doesn't even have to have a diamond on it. But does he love me? That's what I'm more concerned about.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And Amanda, you're absolutely right. I thank you so much for calling in and saying that, because for all our listeners for that. The ring is just a symbol of commitment to you. And a lot of women don't realize, some women, I should say, look at the ring and saying that, okay, the bigger the diamond, or if it's platinum, you know, and a lot of times they want to show off to the girlfriends and stuff like that. And some women can be very catty and say, where is the diamond? It makes it feel kind of like, you know, weird. So there are some women that don't want that to happen. That is not correct, because guess what? A lot of women don't know that once a man gives you an engagement ring and it does not work out where they don't get married, guess who gets the ring back in some states? The man gets the ring back. So regardless mm-hmm. how big that ring is or how small that ring is, it is not yours to keep until you have sealed the deal of committing the as some people say, the transaction of for what the ring was intended for, to get married, mm-hmm. to commit to that person who committed to you and gave you the ring. So I say to the women, be careful and putting value on something as inanimate as this ring, because you need to put the value in your man and in your relationship.
Yeah, mm-hmm. absolutely.
That's
absolutely.
A very good.
That's so true.
Yeah, because you know, and further to piggyback on Stoney, like I said in the show, you know, the ring is an anticipatory gift, and a lot of people don't understand that term. You know, and as she was just saying, that's an anticipation of marriage. You know, if you sense that your man is giving you a ring because you've been bugging him for the last 2 or 3 years, and he's just getting you the ring so you can shut up, you have to sense that. I don't want you know, buyout money. I don't want hostage money. You know, I mean, are you getting me this ring because you sincerely love me? Or you just want to shut up and for me to stop bothering you. So, if you sense
wait. I like that you said that. Wait a minute. First off, any woman that has to bribe a man over years to marry you, he doesn't like you. Move on.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I mean, mm-hmm. yes. Let's be real. When a man really loves you, there is no type of begging involved, period. He's mm-hmm. like, I want to do this for you. So if you want to, you know, do, what was her name, Chrissy from Basketball Wives? Or
I was just thinking that.
Yeah, she had to beg him, and mm-hmm. he's not even beggable to begin with, but that's a whole other show. When you have to beg anybody, and it's these women that are begging these guys that don't speak good English, they, you know, they're always high. Like, they're mm-hmm. like weird hippie people that are always high and, like, talking about all these philosophical things. They're not deep about nothing. They're trying to be these rappers. They're not even worth even begging. And mm-hmm. she did that because she doesn't feel that she's worthy of waiting. She's not worthy of taking her time to heal and you know, be available to good men. That's ridiculous.
Oh, I know which one you talked about. I know which one you talked about.
Chrissy, I think
about.
Her name mm-hmm. is Chrissy.
Yeah, Chrissy so, was the main one. This was the one that was with Fabulous. Is that
mm-hmm,
the one you're speaking
exactly.
of?
Exactly. Yeah, that's the
yes,
one.
Yes, 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 yeah, absolutely. I agree with you on that one with her, yes.
Yeah. So, but what are your ideas, Amanda, on, you know, watching porn, whether in a relationship or by yourself, or would you consider that cheating?
It is definitely cheating, for
no,
the obvious
no.
reason.
It's not cheating.
Well, not to cut you off, Amanda. I'm sorry. I do want to say this because I don't want to forget. Stoney, I love the fact that you're so open to say it out loud. That you enjoy watching porn. That's a big thing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well.
We got
someone on the line that's a little frisky. Wow. Okay.
I mean, I do believe that. I mean, like I said before, in moderation, not to be disrespectful. It's great when you're with your husband or you're with your wife and you guys sitting down having a nice, you know, date night, and porn happens to be part of that. And I said before, that's a guarantee what's going to happen later on, because it's just one of those things that you just don't want to be so bounded up about. You just want
to
sit there and have a nice romantic night.
Sorry to be the bearer of bad news,
uh-huh.
but if you're doing that on a date, that's going to show you what is to come. And don't expect a man that would do that with you to respect you long term.
No, I'm not talking about a man that I'm not married to. That's a difference. I do it with my. It would be
I mean,
with
even
my
if
husband.
You're married to somebody, I mean, that shows his love or respect for you
agree.
For him to think that's okay.
I mean, I don't. I don't agree that it's a disrespectful thing, as long as, because there's different types of porn that you watch. There's soft porn, which is shows that are borderline porn, you know, that people watch and they find entertaining. I'm not talking about the hardcore porn that where it's just, you know, hello, you walk in the door and then bam, you slammed up against the wall and you're. You know, I'm saying it's more the more soft porn, the more romantic, where it gets you to that mood, especially if you had a hard day, especially the kids are off on their bed, off to sleep.
There are a plethora of things that you can do to get in the mood other than looking at other people have sex. It's disgusting.
Okay.
I mean, I don't agree with you. I'm not trying to argue with you, but that's
me.
I'm doing me.
No. That's your choice.
Holler at you, girl.
And I welcome the differences, and that's what makes us unique, and that still makes us beautiful, wonderful women. You choose not to go that route. I choose a different route, and that's wonderful. You know, I'm not judging you for that. I know you're not judging me for that.
Mm-hmm.
I know that your way is your way that works for you. This works for me, and I'm happy with that.
Hey, Alex.
Okay,
are you
well,
happy
maybe
with
we need a show on how men think, but okay. Keep going. Keep going, Bree Bree. Go ahead, Bree Bree. Holler.
Are you happy with that, Alex?
Am I happy with it? I mean, I'm not a fanatic for it either. I mean, we can watch it. We can have fun with it, because the problem is people take themselves too serious, and whatever works for you is going to keep your relationship healthy, keep you in tune with one another, keep the communication open,
mm-hmm.
which is a problem in relationships. It's not open enough. Everybody feels they got to hide stuff. So if you have a spouse you can be open with, listen, babe, I want to watch this porno movie with you and blah, blah. Now, if you say no and it's not your thing, he won't end up watching it out someplace else or when you're sleeping and doing this kind of thing. And if he can't act out the stuff with you, he's going to want to try to find somebody to act it out with, or vice versa. You have to be totally open in your relationships as far as communication and everything else goes. You know, you can't have these walls up. You know,
now, see, Alex, you're making a good point. You're making an excellent point. You're saying be open.
Right.
Now, ladies, if your man says, I want you to wear this and I want you to do this to me, and I feel like if you're in a marriage and it's healthy, you can make those requests. Now, if you won't do it, somebody else will. So what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying is being open and honest about what you want as far as actually having sex with each other, not porn. If you're not willing to, like, be spontaneous and do those things for your man, unfortunately, you are kind of putting yourself in a situation to tempt him to look at it. I mean, let's be honest, men are very visual. So if you're married and you're there for your man, you're supposed to still be pleasing your husband, you know, sexually and physically. Why is it that you won't do those things? That's my question. Why won't you do it for your man?
Well, what's the difference? What's the difference with me saying that I'm open to watching porn? Not saying I watch porn every day, because I don't. But if porn happens to be on and my husband says, oh, babe, look at this, I'm going to sit down with him, because guess what? Things are happening. We are having an intimate moment. Because, one, after raising a 2-year-old at this point, and she's with us every waking moment, and then we put her to bed early. We happen to have a moment, and he just says, hey, you know, this is a nice movie that we're watching, and it happens to be a little soft porn, and hey, this is a great thing. I'm not going to turn around and be like, oh, my God, dang, you know, because that turns him off, because he looks at me like, wow, I didn't think you was going to react that way. So,
you're only doing it because of his reaction.
Huh?
You're only going along with it because of his reaction?
Well, if he is watching it and I happen to come in the room and he tells me to do it, watch it. But I don't think there's anything wrong with if he is sitting down and he is watching porn. And I happen
well,
to come by and I'm like,
just
what are you
have, we have different
have
morals. I don't think it's cool. I mean, what's the point of marriage if you're going to be looking at other people having sex? Like, my thing is marriage, we've lost the sacredness and the oneness of marriage. I don't think it's appropriate. I think it's just flat out disrespectful for your man to even make that even kind of suggestion.
Well, let me say this, Amanda, because I think you're a pretty young woman. We've lived a while. Bree included.
Don't drag me in the bowels of degradation. You see
in a particular age group. And the thing is, in biblical days, the oldest profession, people always talk about it, prostitution is the oldest profession. And this desire for sex and these urges, they're not going to go anywhere. So mm-hmm. when you're within the bounds of a relationship and a person's having certain urges, within reason, okay, mm-hmm. if they're having certain urges, you have to try to satisfy those urges because they're going to have them. It's a natural thing. See, too many women make the mistake of thinking that when they get their man and he's with them, that they're the finest woman on earth. They got the tightest mm-hmm. thing on earth. When they wrap their thing around him, he never look at nobody else. And don't mm-hmm. make that mistake. He's right. always looking. The issue is, how do you keep him interested in you? Because he's going to look.
But you can't place all the responsibility on one side. Like, I get what you're saying. No. I get what you're saying. You're saying mm-hmm. you have to keep their interest. I agree. You do need to keep yourself up, you know? Keep blooming. Like, stay girly. Stay cute all the time. Like, I
Absolutely.
Like that. But to say that it's our responsibility for their responsibility to stay faithful to us and not look to other things, that's unrealistic. That, to me, that's not a marriage. What's the point of marriage if you're going to think about, you know, watching porn with your wife?
Well, you want the man to be, or even a woman to be, other than what they are. Because contrary to popular opinion, women look to. Women look at other men when they're out
true.
In the street and carry on. They see attractive guys. That's just what we do. Okay, mm-hmm. so to think that that's not going on, like, you know, nobody out here looks better than my wife, you know, that's craziness. But
there's nothing wrong. I don't care if my husband thinks someone else is beautiful. That's fine mm-hmm. with me. But to think that I would even consider, you know, bringing porn into our marriage, I mean,
well,
that's
just not your thing. It don't have to be.
It's never
going to
be my thing.
So,
and that's
if your
fine.
Husband,
it's
so
never.
If your husband says to you, if your husband says, "Hun, let's watch this movie," and it
I wouldn't marry a man like
be,
that. I wouldn't
I'm
marry
sorry?
A man like that. I wouldn't marry a man
but you
like that.
But you don't know that. You don't. You
no,
don't
I
know
that.
Every facet of your husband. You don't know every facet of your husband, especially in the first year. Okay.
True, but what I'm saying is, I would not marry someone that would even think that's okay.
You wouldn't know it.
You wouldn't know it. He
yes, I would, because that would already be established.
Well, see, again, okay. hold on, Stoney. Again,
oh,
again, Amanda, this comes with age, okay? You will never.
I don't think this has to do with age.
No,
I
it has a lot to do
standard.
With it, because you will never, ever get to know every itsy-bitsy detail about anybody.
I never said that. I said they would not think that I would be even okay with watching porn with them. That's what
okay.
I said.
So you're saying you would establish this ongoing. You would say
no,
you would establish,
I mean,
you would
from the beginning,
it.
They would just know that's
from
not something
beginning.
That I would even think
okay.
is okay in a marriage, period.
Okay, so this is, I understand where you're mm-hmm. going with this. Now, say that he knows that you're not okay with porn. He knows mm-hmm. this. He doesn't want you to be affected by it. But what if something that's in him, and he happens to be one day you're at work, he's off for the day, he came home early, and he's watching TV, and it just happens to be porn. Now, you're
okay.
not home. But this is something mm-hmm. that he does for himself that he likes to do. Nothing's wrong with it, but, in my opinion, but he knows you don't like it. But you catch him watching porn. Is this the end for you?
Before you answer that question, we got to go to a station break. We'll be back
okay.
in a minute. And, Amanda, I want you to think about the answer to that question. And I also want to let our caller from 516-509 know that we'll be picking them up after commercial. It's Relationship Extra.
It is important for you to get your healthy dose of the Bree Life Radio Show, because when you miss the Bree Life Radio Show, you miss moments like this.
And of course, there's those in there that get married for holy matrimony. They got married for holy matrimony.
And this?
The reason why a certain group of women attract themselves to internet dating is so that they can lie.
And we can't forget about this.
I had a stalker. I had to get an order of protection. You got a woman that you've been with for 7 years, so you do it. You know what's up, right?
Come on, Bree. Don't stop it.
It's real talk about real life. Inhale and breathe light.
So let's take that deep breath in because we're about to go in.
It's the Bree Life Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. Catch us at blogtalkradio.com/Bree Life.
And we are back. Relationship Extra with Stony and Alex W. Lee.
What's up?
Wow.
What's
okay.
going on?
Oh, my goodness. Ding, 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 ding.
Not for real.
So I want for Amanda to address Stony's question, and then we're going to pick up the caller from the 516 area code.
Okay, repeat that question one more time for me.
You are married for, I'm going to say a year. You've been married for a year, and you already addressed, you already made yourself perfectly clear as to how you feel about porn because that's something that I think that you would address prior to you getting married so he knows where you fall. And apparently he may admit that you know some things about himself and vice versa. So one day you are at work. He comes home early, and he decides to, hey, I'm just going to do me. And he's watching TV, and he sees something on in the porn nature, not hard porn, not sadistic porn, just a soft porn. And you walk in while he's watching it. Is that a deal breaker for you? Is that something that you will have a flat-out argument about because something that on his time, you're not in the house, he's not asking you to watch it with him, that's something that was on his time, you came home probably a little bit early, but it's something that he got engrossed in and he thought, and he likes it. Would that be a deal breaker for you?
Huge. What do you think? See, you have a lot of categories of like levels, soft porn, hard porn, hardcore, you know.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Dominatrix, deep throat, like you kind of doing a lot right there. I don't know that much.
Well, I'm not talking about soft porn. I'm not talking about hardcore.
Yeah.
I don't know all the levels.
Like you know, that's deep. But what I'm saying is I don't care what level it is. It is an issue because I'm old school. I believe that marriage is between. I'm old school. I have very, you know, that traditional values, and I don't think it's okay to be looking at other people just like naked and having sex. Like that is to me considered a form of cheating.
Yeah, and you know what, Amanda, and I'm going to say this. Because your belief systems are your belief systems. And nobody's going to sit here and try to talk you into believing anything. You have to stick with your belief system, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But the question is that a deal breaker for you after you married, for better, for worse? You made all these vows.
Because if he has an issue with his pornography, even if it's soft porn, I don't care what kind of porn. Porn to me, I don't do levels. It's all inappropriate to me,
okay,
especially
but you said,
if you're married.
You said,
so it is a deal breaker. It would be a huge issue.
Let me give you this example.
Okay.
Very talented singer. We all know him. Musician. Kirk Franklin. Kirk Franklin had a huge porn problem. He's very open about it. He talked about it. He battled that for a long time while he was married. Okay.
Right.
And they got through it. He got counseling. Him and his wife worked it out together. And I believe that they're still married. So when you take the vows, things are going to come up. It may not be pornography. It may be something else. It may be another thing. Okay.
Yeah.
But this is what makes the vows very serious, because nobody's perfect. You're not going to meet a perfect person, and they're going to have issues at any given moment. They might get on a narcotic. You know, it could be anything.
Yep.
Okay, but you're going to have to stick there without the abuse. I'm not talking about closing your eye up and, you know, all that kind of nonsense. Okay, but you're going to have to weather this storm with them if you love them, because you took these vows. And if their issue is pornography, outside of them going out the house and sneaking in people's windows and trying to rape women, that's another thing, because that's what porn can lead to when you're obsessed with it. So we're not talking about this. We're not talking about obsession. Okay, so
but it can turn
get
into
to those
obsession.
Realms, yeah,
no, that's a concern
it.
For me.
Yeah,
and your threshold, and which is absolutely nothing's wrong with that. If you have a lower tolerance, see, my background is different from yours. I grew up in a household with porn, and that's my parents.
Now, can you
kind of
go into that? Can you kind of go into that? Who was watching porn and why?
Oh, no. What it was that my father had a collection. And it wasn't that they showed it to us, but as kids, we were nosy. And when kids are left to their own accord, we know where his stash was. It wasn't like he kept it out. But sometimes he would leave little notes on the TV, do not turn on TV, because at the time when you had VHS beta tapes, you had to do one
you
tape
go
to
blind.
Another tape. Huh?
Don't turn on the TV because you go blind.
Yeah.
You were sneaking around,
So when you tell a kid, or you see, you come home from school and you see a big old sheet of paper, the TV's already off and it says, do not turn on TV, what do kids do?
They're going to
turn
on
the TV. And what did we see? We sat down and had some popcorn and had some juice and everything.
Oh,
and we saw the female and the male anatomy all in one day. So it wasn't like it was their fault and because we were nosy, but they tempted us with that because
that's unhealthy. They're sitting up there tempting you. It's setting you up to see all that stuff at a young age.
And my brothers are very healthy. It didn't hurt us because we sought it out. But it was their stash. They never knew. I think till this day they didn't know they still don't know we've done that.
Well, let me Bree. I want to get to another call. I think we got a few calls in waiting. And let's get to another call and see what the other callers have to say.
Okay. Well, we're going to bring on the caller from the 516 area code, and then we will follow up with 651.
Okay, am I on?
Hi. You're on.
Hey, Free Life family, what's going on? This is Twan. Hey, Alex.
Hi.
Hey,
what's up, Twan? Hey, you called last week.
Everything is good. I have a question. I just want to know what value does pornographic imagery bring to individual couples when it's considered obscene in society?
Well, this is why it's private. This is why it's a private moment amongst couples. And it's not something that you go down skipping down the street, you know, oh, my wife and I watch porno. What a great thing,
right.
You know. It's a private, personal, intimate moment between you and your spouse. And that's it. There are a lot of things that society would deem inappropriate. We make these rules and regulations, what we think is moral, what we think is immoral. And you know, morality is something that's really an individual thing. You know, what's moral to you may not be moral to me, and vice versa. You know, you may have people who refer to the Bible. You may have people who refer to the Quran. You may have people refer to different things regarding what morality is to them. We can't define what morality is for everybody. We can only define what morality is for us. As long as we're not hurting anybody else in the process, that's always the issue with me. Don't hurt anybody else in the process, whether physically or emotionally or what have you. But if it's a private, intimate moment with just you and your spouse, I'm not concerned with what society's talking about.
When I talk about it, and Twan, thank you for bringing that question up. When I speak on porn, I definitely want to make the audience understand that I'm a hopeless romantic for one. I love romance, and also like when there's sex involved, because sex can be beautiful, and I don't think that when there's rape scenes or when there's people who are doing the dominatrix, that's not sexy to me. That's not porn. That is, of course, hardcore, and that is borderline degradation to a person. And that's not something that I'm definitely not into. But when it's something where it looks like it's sharing something between two people, and it's a beautiful thing, and it's just, oh, because this person, instead of having just the women's clothes off, now the man's clothes are off, to me, that's a big thing for me. Because I always used to say when I used to watch it was HBO, Cinemax, Showtime, when we used to watch that, they will always make it a point when they show movies that all the women's clothes are off, but the men's clothes are not on when they're having sex, or the men will be covered. Soft porn to me is that showing me, oh, now I get to see the man having fun or the man taking his clothes off, and I'm now I can enjoy the visual of two people enjoying an intimate moment together, because that's not realistic to me when a man is wrapped up in a towel or a sheet. and he's having sex with a woman who's completely naked. Because that's not realistic in my bedroom. So that's the part I'm talking about.
Man.
So, and then don't get also get it twisted. Porn is a billion-dollar industry, and majority of the people that are watching it are couples. Okay, they are watching it and they pay for it, and guess what? The government is making sure they get their cut. So don't think.
Wait a minute. Are we sure about that statistic?
Oh yes.
Okay.
Oh, absolutely. They were advertising.
Oh, here on the
Be
Life,
on cable.
Be Life.
They're advertising porn. I mean, not porn. I'm sorry. They're advertising Playboy, Hustler. On TV now, on regular channels now. They just don't say what it is until you bring up the words Playboy. But they sit there and they show Jenna Jameson swinging back and forth on her swing, sitting there looking all sexy, talking about, and he's sleeping and he's smiling in his sleep. A lot of people know who Jenna Jameson is. And then they put up Playboy, come swing with Jenna Jameson. That's porn. And
that's
they're showing it. On TV.
Yeah. Well,
so,
yeah. And you know, yeah, I just agree with that. Twan, did you have another question?
Yeah, I was just wanting to make a statement. Before you can put anything on the air, you have to go through the FCC, and that's the
federal.
So now she has a point. Uncle Sam's got his hands in the cookie jar when it comes down to porn.
They found a way. Absolutely.
Right. See, you know, the thing is, the only reason why prostitution is not totally legal, I mean, it's legal in Nevada. They got the bunny ranch, and the guy pays taxes, and, you know, the women get paid by check or whatever. It's legal there. But the only reason why it's not legal worldwide or countrywide is because they haven't found out yet how to tax the woman's vagina. Okay? They don't care who gets gonorrhea, herpes. They don't care. They're interested in tax money. And when they figure out how they can tax that woman's behind, prostitution will be legal everywhere.
They're going to put a credit card slider right in the crack of her behind. Slide that card where they know it can count before you can get your money worth.
Hey, Juan, thank you very much for that sound bite. You will be hearing that on future Bree Life Radio Network shows. That sound bite will specifically be in our arsenal of commercials. So thank you very much for that.
I just want my cut if they actually implement it. I want my money.
Right, exactly. That's right. If you invented it, you want your money. That's
well,
for sure. So,
did you have another question, Twan, or a statement you wanted to make?
No, I'm fine with tonight. I appreciate being on. Thank you guys for having me.
Thanks, Twan. Thank
okay,
you
well,
so
you
much.
Continue
and
to hold,
to
and we're going to bring on our caller from the 651 area code.
Hello.
Good evening.
Hello.
Good evening, all. So, is Amanda still on the phone?
Amanda?
I can actually bring her on. Hold on a moment.
Oh, it's Mark.
Hello.
Am I on?
Yes,
Amanda.
You're on, baby.
Check one, check two. Okay, I'm here.
Hey, so
what's going on?
I dig this. So I'm listening to this pornography stuff. It's kind of interesting, you know, to me. You know, I had to take it off my screen before I talk to y'all, you know, because I didn't think it would be appropriate to have it on while I was on the phone. So I got rid of all the pornography.
Good idea. Good idea.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying. But you know what I'm saying? Because then I might be distracted or something. Then it could be a whole other show. But anyway, so in any case, I was listening to this show. I've been listening to this show for a minute, and it's been quite interesting because, you know, I get the morality stuff. I got the issue of how practical it is, what we need to do with it. Is it useful? You know, what are we using it for? And then I hear the what I call mobile morality, or the moving target of what's right or wrong. Because when you start talking about vows of marriage, then I get this stuff about better for worse, sickness and health, to death do us part, and then you decide what better and worse is. So if your man is masturbating on a pornography movie, you come in and marriage is over, but then that means you're a hypocrite because you walked out the relationship and it was worse. So that means you really don't really mean your vows unless you're going to come up with some new vows. And then, so it gets real sticky. You know, everybody has their moving morality target, number one. I mean, target. But the other issue with pornography as to whether it's beneficial to the relationship, I don't know, because I guess the question is, why do you need it? If you need it because you can't get aroused otherwise. If the woman in front of you ain't arousing you enough, if there's some kind of other issue, because the issue is, people say, I want to spice up. The question, when you say you want to spice up your sex life, then that's suggesting that you got an unspicy sex life, which is fine. I mean, if that works for you, fine, but then that means my only concern about pornography outside of its own value, particularly for myself, so if it's going to be on my screen, it's going to be 100% me getting off, because that's what I want to get off on it, then fine. But when I use it as an implement, my only concern is not about some deviance is going to come or some kind of obsession, but it comes to the point where then that's lesser of the demand I'm putting on my wife, my mate, my girl, for my arousal, which is okay because I might decide, I might do like a left-hand, right-hand thing. All right, look at her, and then I look at the video, and then I look at her and I say, I don't need her. I like the video. The video is better. It's better for me. You know what I'm saying? For me, I'm saying. And I ain't really worried about, you know, as far as perversity, because pornography does not create rape. It does not create violent acts towards women, because there has to be a psychological predisposition to an individual that wants to do that. So, therefore, people that have never seen any kind of pornographic material are running around raping. Now, here's the question.
But there's another moral issue here. There's another moral issue that we haven't talked about. When you are watching pornography, you are supporting it. You are saying, I like this, right? We can all agree with that. Now, if you do your research on the porn industry, that's a whole nother show. Mm-hmm. But if you do your research, it's coming up. Stay tuned. It's coming up soon.
Come on.
But what I'm saying is, exactly, if you do your research and you even hear interviews of ex-porn stars, I mean, the stuff that they go through, it is very degrading. Even the most horniest women, I mean, they'll tell you stories of just where they have been kidnapped and locked in closets. It's the craziest stuff.
Amanda.
They need to, wait, let me finish. I'll let you finish. So what I'm saying is, when you're watching that, you are supporting all of that, believe it or not. So you have to think about, what are you supporting? And that's a moral issue for me.
If I meet someone and they
support porn, we're never having a date. Never.
Here's the thing. You got to be careful. And I'm going to tell you, like, I call this the slippery slope. Because the moment you support anything that you're supporting, if we're going to go the slippery slope method, that means anything that's connected to that particular organization, that particular product, then I have been brought into the bowels of degradation. So therefore, you have to ask yourself, and do some research on everything that you ever purchased.
Exactly.
I get what you're saying, but that's not what we're talking about.
We're talking about some concept of some kind of intrinsic evil in the various events that some pornographic artists have gone through, as opposed to those companies, which there are a whole bunch of companies ran by women, for women that are doing this, and they don't have that experience that you're talking about, because there probably are some that do. But guess what? That's like fair labor laws. You got people that are working
women will do a lot when they're in a desperate situation and they need money. Women will degrade themselves. Is someone happy doing porn? No.
But wait a minute. When young men in the hood are desperate, they may sell drugs. If somebody's in another area and they're desperate, they might do whatever it is available for them to do. But my point is, there's a whole lot of women that are not desperate that are doing it. So while you might want to highlight, if you're going to be fair, if this is going to be fair and balanced reporting and research, you've got to also look at those who are enjoying a great livelihood off of it, that feel great about it, that actually go home to their husbands after they get off the set. You got to talk about those too. So
are they really happy, or is the money driving them? Are they really happy? Check this out. Are they really happy?
So now I got to judge. Now I got to depend on you to decide whether they're happy or not, because you wouldn't be happy if you had that experience. So those who do get experience from it and are enjoying it, you're going to say, no, it's not possible. One day you're going to wake up, you're going to have nightmares. I might not, because there's a whole lot of people waking up having nightmares. They ain't having sex at all. You see what I'm saying? So you can't. The slippery slope. The whole moralistic point. Well, I understand the pressures that moralistic come, because if you use the Bible for a lot of things, then what's going to happen is you're also going to have to deal with the fact that it says a lot of things about a lot of things and who's interpreting
mm-hmm.
how they're viewed. The thing is,
mm-hmm.
so if Amanda says, I'm not having sex before marriage, if Amanda says, within my marriage, there will be none of this and none of that, none of that, none of that, none of that, none of that.
But what's wrong
that's,
with that, though? That's my thing. Why is there so much debate about it? You're showing me a lot right now.
Amanda, let me show you something, sweetheart. This is the deal. The deal is this. You have the right, and I heard Alex say this. You do what you do behind your door, or you can do it in the street, as long as it's a legal thing. If you want to use the Bible, talk about all things are lawful, but all things are expedient. So the reality is
mm-hmm.
that I have to look at the value that it brings or takes away from my life. If I feel comfortable with the value that it is bringing to my life, then I'm going to pursue it. If at the moment that I see something wrong with it, then I won't. So when you ask me what's wrong with your position, nothing, because you find value in that.
No,
like
not necessarily wrong.
Opposite.
Wait, I didn't say necessarily
huh?
what's wrong with it, but why such a strong reaction about it? That's what I'm trying to say. And the point that I'm trying to say is, you're saying if I'm going to say, you know, I have to be careful what I'm supporting, so I'm not going to support porn because I'm supporting all these women that are miserable and all this other stuff, and they're not
no.
really happy. They're doing it for the money. Money will make you do
okay,
some crazy
okay.
things, just like love will make you do some crazy things. We all know that, right?
Am I gonna go
research every single brand in my closet
well,
now just because
no,
I don't
no,
support
you
porn?
No, what you did, but check it out. You chose to research what you chose to research to make your point, because most of us, when we're debating, and I used to be a debater in college and high school, imagine that, right? Any case, the point is this. The point is this. There's always two sides to a position, number one.
Mm-hmm.
So the moment you open your mouth about your side, you already know that there is created at least one other position that someone
True.
Feels the same level of intensity and conviction
mm-hmm.
about. And then
but
you
I'm over here saying
us,
that I don't want to support porn, and then you're like, oh, well, what about all the million other things you support? I'm going to have to do all that
my point about that is this. When a person, it's kind of like a vegan versus a vegetarian, and when you have a person that says, I'm not eating any products that have animal fat or use animal products.
Mm-hmm.
So they are going to look behind every label and everything.
But what I'm saying
them,
is I'm not going to do that. I'm going to do it for the
right.
obvious
so
thing.
You're
but
comfortable,
obviously,
so my point is that,
I'm not going to
so
be looking at porn.
So my point is that you're comfortable with understanding that it's a good possibility you are supporting something. That is back
there up. Is a possibility, and there's things.
Okay,
there's
then.
So much vastness. There's so much. I mean, even the
right.
name brand clothes that we have, even the stuff that we buy from Walmart, like cheap labor
mm-hmm.
is based on that.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
yes,
am I going to go way out and throw out all my clothes and, you know,
yes,
walk around
not,
looking
yes,
like a hillbilly?
Yes,
no.
Yeah, well, that's okay. You're not willing to sacrifice your wardrobe with the understanding that it may have something to do with an individual that has been made off the back of somebody that ain't even getting paid any money to make it for
you. I agree, but I mean, porn is so just out there. It's blatantly just like so gruesome, and it's just out there as opposed to
okay,
me buying something from
I'll
Walmart.
Tell you something. The porn that I've watched, Amanda, the porn that I've watched was not gruesome. I didn't watch gruesome porn. I don't know what you talking about.
I mean, I don't know. You guys seem to have like a deep, deep understanding of it. I clearly don't because you guys watch it so much.
You tell me. Can I say something? Let me say something. You know all the research on it. I'm gonna leave this with you. You said we have a very deep knowledge. And when I hear you, and I know you're proud about this, but you have a very shallow knowledge of it. You don't really know what you're talking about. And I don't know, that's why I'm asking.
You're saying, what time you tell me because you're the expert.
Why are you even on here arguing a point when you don't know? You just have a moral position. The moral position is
I do
is
have a moral
know.
Position. I think
right.
that
okay.
popcorn,
all right.
hardcore, whatever
okay.
it is,
okay. Mark and Amanda.
Wait.
We can sing together. We can't all speak at the same time.
Right.
But here's, I'm gonna make this point, and then I'm going to go to a commercial break, and I'm going to pick up that caller again from 516-509. Just to comment to what Mark has just said, just because she has a moral position That is her position.
That's her position.
And it's and in fairness, she should be allowed. She should have the right to express it.
I mean, if you,
even
you want
if she's not
to watch porn,
knowledgeable on porn and the statistics and all that. What's the point of that you're trying to make about her moral position and why is she on here?
Okay, my response to that
I
is
can be on here if
really
I want
simple.
To.
Wait a minute, and obviously, but that's not my point is that my position.
Holler.
If you heard what I said, and we can play the program back to you. See, I did not attack her moral position as being wrong. So she has the right for that. My point was when I was seeing her information, I'm saying that if you're objecting from a moral standpoint, that's fine. But the moment you start talking about statistics and instances and anecdotes to it, then you
it is true. A lot of women are miserable and they're doing it for money.
At this point, I want to cool it down, and you know what? Since Mark is on here, we're gonna show tribute to Mark, and we're gonna take a station break, and we'll be back in about or under a minute.
This one's for you, Alex Stoney and Gigi, the representative. You know, the person who is, but they ain't. Now, remember, the representative can be good. They might be able to represent for 4 years or might get her done in 2 weeks. They have a sparkling smile, best foot forward, great humor. The one you want to take home to mama. But if you got a minute, stick around. You'll get a chance to see the frog, ribbit, ribbit, swallow your princess. You were just in the fitting room, getting ready for that wedding. Okay, now, I'm going to need you to hold your horses. Slow down. You got to know that all that glitters ain't gold. It ain't even gold-plated. So this is what I'm going to need you to do. Start seeing who's in front of you before they get under you. This has been Mark Said It in Under a Minute.
In under a minute. And we are back. We are on Relationship Extra with Stoney and Alex W. Leith.
Yeah,
and where are you guys?
We're still here.
It turned into the Mark and Amanda show.
Oh, no.
Have
we calmed down now a little bit?
No.
Well, I mean, I think I got Mark's point, and I think what I – and Mark, clarify if I'm incorrect. What you're trying to say what I heard you saying is that if you're going to research one particular thing and then you're going to attack it to suit yourself for a moral issue, but you can support other things such as, and I put this in my head, we have lots of singers, lots of rappers on drugs and who go to prostitutes, but when we give our money to that, we are actually paying for what we're actually supporting. What their habit is. You know,
exactly.
I think about the Avengers where Robert Downey Jr., a talented actor, but he had a drug problem for years. And he was in the, we paid for that because we gave him, we went to his movies and we did all that. And so he was, Charlie Sheen, same thing. So I think that's what you're saying, that if you're going to use the moral card, attack one part of the industry, you have to look at the whole industry, or like you said, when you point at the clothes and stuff. If you're going to not the sweatshops, you're giving your money to buy this boot, so that means you support going after animals.
Yeah.
You know,
well,
but, you know
but you know those sweatshop people need money too because they're immigrants and a lot of them can't get jobs.
Okay, but
so that's a whole other story.
To respond to what Stoney is saying, all I'm saying is, and I agree with her, but that's my only point. And when Bree, and kind of going back to what Bree asked, I solely believe that people do have a right, and I'm never attacking someone's moral position.
Okay.
My thing is that when you start asserting certain facts and information, you should know. I'm just saying, as even from a debating standpoint, or even just in a regular conversation, there's a good chance there's another side of the story you're not aware of.
Absolutely.
And
I get what you're saying,
but let me finish real quick. Let me finish real quick, Amanda.
Okay.
So
you always trying to finish.
If I can introduce information which clearly suggests your position from the statistical standpoint, if erroneous, then all I'm saying is this. The moral standpoint
No one's going to ever take that from you. That's yours. But when you start talking about these other things, then you get into a slippery slope of all other kind of entanglement, which you may be supporting. That's all I'm saying.
I understand, but my one statement that I made out of many, my one statement when I said there are many women that are not happy doing that and they are driven by the money, that is a fact.
That
and
is
I have
a fact
every right to say
yes.
that. That is
that.
A fact.
That is a fact.
So me knowing that, and I care about people and I care about women, I'm not going to support it. That's what I'm saying, period.
Well, I think you're not supporting. Can I ask a question? You said it on the show earlier, and I think your primary, even though, and that's fantastic, it doesn't sound like that's your real reason for not supporting it, based on what I understand. You're
no,
not
that's
supporting
a huge
you don't
reason why I don't. A huge
so
reason. That's probably 50% of why
question.
I don't support it.
If women were not being subjected to wrongs by it, if women were profiting from it and they were getting even profits from
they
it,
they can't not be not subjected to it. They're all being degraded. Sleeping with hundreds of men, I'm okay with that? No, I'm not okay with that. I don't want my child doing that. I don't want anybody thinking that that's okay. They should respect their body enough to not think
so
that's okay.
Wait a minute. I'm gonna get to the core.
Wait a minute. I want to interject, if I may, and bring on the call from the 516 area code. Would that be all right with you, Stoney and Alex?
Absolutely.
Okay, great.
Yeah, bring on Twan.
There you go. That's true. I'm on, and I want to ask you guys a question. In terms of the young adolescent, I want to know your views on how porn affects them and their behavior when they get into relationships as an adult. Is there any correlation there? You know, is there definitely something if a child act or young adult gets a hold of a porn imagery? Can that affect their relationships, and how would that do it?
Well, let me say this. When we're going through adolescence, trying to reach a level of maturity, those are our most impressionable years. And a lot of times when you're getting images or you're being told certain things or you're in certain environments, you're shaped by that. That's why they say you're a product of your environment. But even in those situations, if you get in tune with your thinking and if you know basic right and wrong, you will shift that just within your own thinking. But a woman who has been, or a young boy, because both, you know, get molested nowadays, if you've been molested as a child, if your mother's boyfriend was coming into your room and sodomizing you and doing these type of things, a lot of times those people do grow up very damaged, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And they go into prostitution and they sell their bodies and that, because a woman just don't wake up one day and go, you know what? I want to be a prostitute. They have to go through something where they've been so damaged, where they mentally they say, you know what? I'm not valued. So if that's what they feel about me, I'm going to make some money from it. You know, going to Amanda's point. So in that regard, yes. But does porno in itself affect adolescent thinking? Okay, it can and it can't.
Right.
It always depends on
mm-hmm.
the person's state of mind.
It didn't
affect me in a negative way. I was always around it, but I never became a porno fanatic.
No.
I never had a porno collection.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it didn't affect me in regards to how I deal with people, how I respect people, but I always known it existed. It is one of the oldest thing. It's not going anywhere. We can debate all day, okay? There's been Sodom and Gomorrah. There's been the Roman Empire. There's been all these. There's the Catholic priest now, okay? It's not going anywhere. Sex is very, very powerful, okay? You have a story in the Bible where one gentleman killed the other one. I don't know if it was King Saul or one of the other guys, killed the other guy just to be with his wife, to have sex mm-hmm. with the man's wife. And then had a child with her.
David. Sorry, yeah. That was
right.
King David.
Then had a child with her and begged God not to kill the baby. Okay? So sex is the most powerful element, the most powerful tool that we deal with now. The flesh is very weak.
Next to
me. You know? So,
can I say something? You know, along with what you're saying, Alex, it's a a study that's gone on, and they studied over 30 years. They saw how the rate has declined to its lowest period over the last 30 years. which is kind of weird because the rise of porn and access to porn has increased over the last 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
So when we start looking at direct correlations, while though it may be romantic, it might be sexy or provocative to link a lot of quote-unquote sex crimes to it, statistics don't even back that position, really. They really, I mean, I really do look at statistics a lot. I get put in that tunnel in my face. But for over 30 years, we've seen a decline in rapes, not an increase in rapes. And that's due to the Bureau of Justice. Now, you can say the Bureau of Justice is wrong if you want to. But the reality is we do know this. Pornography has increased. And it's access and it's abundant.
Exactly.
And most psychiatrists and psychologists suggest a lot of times there's not a I'm looking at it over and over again, so I rape, because rape is a violent crime. So that means there's something that you believe that you want to do to harm an individual. So when you rape them.
Well,
and
Mark, people need to understand that, like you just said, I want to emphasize that. Okay, rape is not a sex crime. Rape is a crime of control, violence. I'm going to get you to do what I want you to do. And sex is just the act. Or whatever it may be. It may be a number of things, but I'm controlling you for this sector in time, and you're going to do what I told you. That's what they get off on. When you ask yourself, how does a 24-year-old go in and rape an 88-year-old lady? Now, he knows he's not attracted to an 88-year-old lady, but he can control that 88-year-old woman. That's what he's getting
off on. What they get off on is actually when they actually take someone's will away from them. That's what they're looking at.
Right. There you go.
And we know that most violent crimes against people, whether it's using your genitals, whether it's using a gun to stick somebody up, it is about control and dominating the person that you're assailing. So the reality is this, and again, like I said, I understand a person not wanting to look at porn. I understand, because see, we got so many types of pornography. People need to understand. We got pornography that couples are shooting themselves having sex,
exactly.
Now with a bunch of different men, and then selling that too. So my question to Amanda was, when she was talking about, if we eliminate the types of porn that create the problems that she's talking about, would you look at porn? Would you even consider porn if, let's say, I'll just use an example. Stormy and Alex selling their videotapes.
You talking about couples that do it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's
I don't support that either. I mean, I'm trying to do it with my husband. I'm not trying to look at other people.
Right. But my point is that that's not a person having sex with a bunch of people. Here's my point.
I don't think you're understanding what I'm saying. What I'm saying is I do not support any kind of porn. I don't care if couples do it. I don't care whoever does it.
Okay.
I don't support it. I think it is a degradation of a person. Across the board, that's how I feel about it.
And the degradation of the person, and that's fine. And I'm good with that. But it's like, when I support my argument, if it's just from the standpoint that this is my belief, this is my religion, this is my moral code, there's nobody in the world gonna argue with you, Amanda, or anybody else. But when we start bandying about statistics and instances of what it's doing to this person or that person, all I wanted you to know is that there's some people that are indulging in it, and they're not having this kind of effect, and they're not having sex with a bunch of different women and men, but it's still considered pornography. And it's nobody
right.
being
you're
hurt
saying like it. People. You're saying like married people that do it. Of course they're not. Of course they're not being degraded in that way. But I think they are degrading their marriage. I think that they're settling for less. Yes, I do believe that.
I hear what you're saying, Amanda. We were watching something on Dr. Phil. Not to give Dr. Phil any plugs, but we were watching something on Dr. Phil, and there was a couple that did this porn, and they had a webcam in their room and everything. And he asked them, you know, about the marriage and the sacred of their bed and everything like that. And they said, he said that there are certain things that we do in front of the camera, and then what we do, then there's other part of it that is not for the camera.
But it doesn't matter. Everybody's
all
they look like anyway naked, so it kind of defeats the purpose.
Well, I mean,
you can't be that creative when you already saw you had sex anyway.
Well, again, like you said, the money issue as well, and it helped them pay their bills, but they didn't have to go as far as, you know, some people may think or feel that, you know.
I feel what you guys are saying. Like, I get where you're coming from. This is just one of those issues I can't be gray on. There's other issues I'm gray on, but this issue is just, I am black and white on this area. I really am.
Right.
And that's fine.
Yeah, we hear you. I think everybody on this line.
Maybe I should come back on a show that's more gray. Can you call me?
No.
Can I get on
the
gray show?
We love your presence.
No, we want you on a black show.
Just so you know, we respect everybody's opinions, suggestions, anything like that. We respect that because you are listening to our show, and you represent people that are out there that have the same morals as you. Me and Alex, Mark, Bree, Twan, they represent another fraction of everybody that's out there too. So just be a little flexible as far as not about your marriage. What you have in your marriage is for you. But just be flexible in hearing out what people are trying to say that's out there, because it's out there. It's not going away.
Yeah,
but
I still,
even though I don't agree with you, Mark, I feel you though. Like I get you. Like we are eye to eye. Like I get where you're coming from, and I understand that. Like I mean, I understand. Like I've heard that some men, it's hard for them to get up, if you will, and I understand it. And that is a huge issue that I've heard a lot of couples tell me. I get that.
My thing is,
I'm not saying that I'm the most beautiful person in the world, but I'm saying my husband, I will make sure that I am pleasing him, because I think that's fair. That's what I'm saying.
Can I tell you something real quick? You will, and I think this is something that Alex and Stoney can attest to. I'm not saying this to minimize anything you say, but why it is very admirable about what you're choosing and saying you're going to do for your man has to see it that way too. And for whatever reason, if he doesn't see it that way and he wants something different than what you are doing, then not you will be faced, whatever that is.
You don't marry someone that can't do that for you.
We're going to take another break, and we'll be back in about under a minute.
In 1 second of 1 minute, it only takes one word, one gesture, one story, one idea, one hug, one kiss, one smile, one hand, one look, one touch. One dream,
everybody got a dream,
one gift, and one person to do one of these things to make one difference. Oh, yeah. Before I go,
one thought.
Will you be the one to do at least one of these things? Today's segment has been brought to you by the number. It's been Mark Said It in under
1 minute.
Remarkably so. And we are back.
Yeah.
And it is Relationship Extra, and we are joined with Stoney and Alex W. Leaf.
What's up? We back in the house.
Yep.
Okay.
The one thing I was saying before I left, and it was this, and I think back to Stoney, because they're married, and I've been married before, I'm not now, and the reality is that it's no doubt we enter in relationships and marriage, no doubt, with a lot of preconceived notions. Some of us have better communication with our mate prior to getting into it. Some of us don't. But the reality is that once we get into that land called marriage or even intimate long relationships, we find out that maybe all what we thought didn't happen. Now it's going to be time for us to make some adjustments. And a lot of times it's a eye-opening, real, sometimes for some people even earth-shattering what they find out, because, you know, people say, I really thought I knew you. And I would say you did know that person. You just didn't know him in that space because you weren't in that space with him before. So no matter how much you granularly look at it, you break it down, you do whatever you do, you still got to go to that side to find out how you're going to react to it. So, I mean, I just know that. And I think Alex and Stoney can attest to that.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I mean, porn is a stretch, though. Like, I understand if I don't know every single detail. I mean, my husband's never going to know me 100% ever, and I accept that. People are people. You continue to change. You build new interests. But as far as introducing porn, I feel like that is a stretch. Now, if you feel like I'm not pleasing you in the right way or you want me to do something different, I'm cool with that. That's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
But porn, that's a stretch. I mean, come on.
Right.
Well, the only thing that I can say is that there are different types of people that are are very interested in porn, and it has nothing to do with not being satisfied by somebody that they're with. It's just something that they feel is a part of them, and I can't understand that piece of it. But I've known people that on a daily basis, like that's why I said in our 8 o'clock show that when it's at upsets, it's a different issue. But when it's in moderation, and it's for the sake of something wonderful. But if it's something that you feel you can't go throughout your day, like cigarettes, like, you know, alcohol,
coffee.
It becomes an addiction, and at that and they seek counseling because they can't go on. That's when it becomes the problem.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's why I say don't get twisted. Yes, I do like porn, but it's never.
But do you think you only like it just because you were exposed to it at a young age? I mean, would you even if that never happened to you? You never, you know, you saw that note. What if there was no notes like that?
I can't say that because
there?
I was exposed. I can't say that if
right.
I wasn't exposed,
so what I'm
I don't
saying
know
is
how
you're
I
doing,
would.
You're acting out what you saw. Is it necessarily something that you wanted
no,
to
I
do?
I didn't. I'm not acting out because I was still taught how to fulfill my husband by my husband because
mm-hmm.
my husband tells me what he likes.
Mm-hmm.
Because if I see it on TV and I'm going to sit there and it's and that's not what he likes, then what am I going to do? Is not do anything? He has to tell me what he likes. I'm not going to go
right.
by what I saw on TV to make him feel
right,
good.
Right, right.
He's got to tell me. Just like I got to tell
right.
him just because he watched it on TV. I can't. No other woman can tell him how to make me feel
right.
and how to take care of my needs.
I think that's
yeah.
a great point, and I think that's a very good point because I think ultimately, and all of us know, with anything that's, and I say trial and error, the reality is this. You can go out there and look at whatever movie you want to look at, but will it work in that bedroom? You're going to find out. My suggestion is you do discuss it prior to going trying to see if you can tie her up on the wall somewhere or whatever y'all do. So the reality is this. You're going to get a rude awakening. And I think
that's a hospital visit. That's a hospital visit.
Yeah, you
should be going to
put you in contraption.
Trial and error,
you're
going to be in the hospital.
have your ankles around your ears. You know what I'm saying? I mean,
you might need to get sewn up, you know?
Right. Oh, but my point is that you the thing is this. You have to find out, and you're going to find out, and you discuss things. And the reality is that sometimes there may be a slippery slope, but sometimes it's not a slippery slope. And everybody that looks at something doesn't turn into whatever, and someone that doesn't look at it might. And, you know, the continuum is all over the place. I mean, I think I want to say this on behalf of everybody. We respect where you're coming from, Amanda, girl. Nobody, we don't want you to, you know what?
I'm really not feeling love right now. I'm not feeling love. Like, I'm about to go to the store and give me some chocolate and don't be mean.
You know what this
well,
is,
listen,
Amanda? This opens
this is,
your eyes
this is
a little
your
bit.
Auntie speaking, and I think
I
what everybody
so
and then what Mark said earlier,
no.
You got to find out who's in front of you before you have them up under you. That's what it all really comes down to.
Yeah.
You know?
But you know, let me say this, too, before we go.
And you
we
can, and
minutes.
I just want to say one more thing real quickly and
okay.
turn it back over to Stoney and Alex.
Okay.
When you're involved with someone or you're married to someone, you can be with them for years. And Amanda, I promise you,
mm-hmm.
every day is going to be a new experience because
absolutely.
All the stuff, they could tell you who they are in the beginning,
mm-hmm.
but what you have to understand is that every day is different and we change and we evolve as human beings. So our experiences are going to be different. And maybe where we was the day that we met is not
mm-hmm.
going to be who we are 5 years later. So something in us is always going to be evolving. You got to be prepared for that because, trust me, one day you will wake up next to your husband and you will not recognize who the hell he is.
Who is in my bed? You ain't saying nothing but the truth there.
And Bree said it all night long.
Oh, my goodness.
Wait, you toss and turn all night. It was like, who is this fool? That you did.
Y'all got Stoney chiming in like she don't recognize me.
You know what I'm talking about.
I know exactly what you're talking about. And they said, what you looking at? Nothing. And you mean nothing.
You looking at a monster. A monster.
a monster.
Greg,
wow.
Greg Dunn came into my house. What happened?
Wow.
Exactly.
But
yes.
Yeah, let me say this, Bree, and I want to make this point before the show is over. And a lot of times, Mark brought up the control thing. I think Twan brought up the control thing. And I think, you know, I know from the control issue, a lot of people want to be controlled. A lot of people who are bosses or CEOs and run companies and everybody is yes, yes, yesing them all day long, they get tired of that. And this is why dominatrix stay in business. Because I've seen big businessmen, suits, briefcases, all go and see a dominatrix to get tied up, whipped, beat, to be submissive. Because they get tired of telling
people
what to do.
I just got a thought of Pulp Fiction.
I got a traumatizing visual in my mind right now. Like,
I'm telling you.
Yeah.
That's a real situation.
Now, why do
they want
that? Evil.
Why do they want that?
You what? What you say, Amanda?
Why do they want that? Like, all of a sudden, they're like, I want to be punished. Like, what happened?
Well, sometimes it's that they do, a lot of people who are very controlling outside of the bedroom, a lot of board members, a lot of people in prominent power, in a big, lot of power, they tend to want someone to control them, but they have a lot of yes people around them. They have a lot of people that are maybe too submissive, and they want somebody to, so that they can feel, you know, alive or something, and it's something in their brain, something in their psyche that they need someone, and it has to be the extreme. It has to, because they're the extreme.
They are already
A-type.
At the top, right?
I'm sorry?
They're already at the top, is that what you mean?
Usually they're already at the top, and they are A personality, so that means on the flip side of that piece of it, they have to be that extreme, and that what works for them. It doesn't work for me, but it works for them. so we have these colorful people around, and you just never know who they will be.
And I don't want to get into the thing where you say, well, okay, a man, big businessman, corporate man, multimillionaire, go see a dominatrix, you know, that's not normal. Normal is a weird word. Because my normal is not your normal. Your normal is not Stoney's normal, Bree's normal. Everybody's normal is different. Okay? So before we start spouting out about what's normal, we got to really take that word and reflect on that word. What is normal? Okay? If your parents fed you dinner up under the closet door all through your childhood, to you that's normal. Everybody else eating at the table. You in the closet. Okay? So when we start talking about, oh, that's not normal, that's this, that's not, you know, moral or this, we have to really be careful because, as Mark said, that's a slippery slope. Of course, when Mark said that, he had his wiener in his hand with some Vaseline on it.
Oh,
but that's another
goodness.
Story.
Oh, my.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah,
oh, my goodness.
Well,
yeah,
hell,
story.
It's happening here.
I'm a wiener.
Really, if I was in, you know, this is the Bree Life Radio Network, and if I really had my hand on the cord,
oh,
I would pull the plug on that thing.
I'm glad you were here one more time.
If I hear that
to have a new sound bite. Oh, my God.
Bree, may I say something really quick?
He said weird.
Yeah.
That was funny. I'm sorry.
I just want to say, just for my closing really quick, is that everybody has their own world, and it's what you make of it. And as precious as this life that God has given us, we do what we do to best get through it. And, Amanda, your life is your life. Mark, your life is yours. Alex and mine, we made our own lives together, and we respect every last person that listens and comments on anything that we want to talk about. We want to hear from everybody. So, you know, bless everybody.
Absolutely.
This world is hard.
That we can agree on, yes, it is.
That's true. And we have any more callers, Bree, or we just...
We're going to close out the show now.
Okay, excellent. Okay, well, I want to thank everybody for listening. You know, Twan, my man, he called last week as well. Mark is always there. Amanda,
you know, hit us up on Facebook today. Amanda, thank you for that. And to the Bree Life Radio Network, a relationship extra, thank you. Relationship extra, thanks you. We love you. And we're going to see you next week or have back next week with another great topic.
Well, we want to thank you. We love you on purpose. And thank you for tuning into the Bree Life Radio Network of Relationship Extra. And tune in tomorrow because it's going to be live. We're going to have Battle of the Sexes.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
So
wow.
In closing, peace and bless.
Wow.
Yeah.